Back to hour two of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I like lady stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Oh, she's a brat. House. Round her together, everybody knows. This is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoin. Blues and Colorado tonight. Every game is big. Joining us now is the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber. Chris, good to be with you. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Very good. Much to discuss. Jordan Binnington gets the call between the pipes. He lost over the weekend. Jake Allen won, but every game is precious, and the Blues clearly have a number one goaltender who's been the best goaltender in hockey in the 2019 calendar year.
Yeah, right now, the way you're going in is you're looking as your number one goaltender at the moment is Jordan Binnington. So Jake came in, spelled the game on back-to-back like you would have expected him to do. He played well, and you come right back with Jordan now. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot, guys, but I still think both these goalies are going to be needed come playoff time. And it wouldn't shock me if they both get used and become critical pieces in a first-round series.
And, Curbs, I would say no fear that you're going to go into the playoffs sort of coasting because there's still a lot on the line. In other words, these last few games are going to matter probably right down until Saturday.
Guys, I had two different conversations with Craig Berube this morning. One kind of right before we did our coach's interview for the broadcast tonight. And then we met with him with the NBC guys, Chris Cuthbert, that were doing, you know, they're doing the television side of the game tonight. And, look, I can tell you, this team is still looking at it, and this team says we have a shot at the division. And they're looking at this game as a huge one from several fronts. One, it still gives them a crack at winning the division, gives them a crack at home ice. Two, they know what Colorado's playing for, and so they know where their level of game has to be. And I also think that the attitude and approach that Craig Berube has brought to this team, he's got to stay true to that right to the end. When we had a conversation about do you take some time, maybe rest a guy here or there, get a couple of these other guys into a game before, he goes, well, what if you throw a Mackenzie McCarron in for just one game? He goes, what good's that going to do? You know, and that kind of thing. So they're still playing for a lot, and they're still focused on it. They don't look at this as okay, we're in. Let's just get ready. There's still some things to achieve.
What about the argument that you're so much better against Nashville than you are against Dallas?
Well, I think it's a great argument, but I don't know how you play to try and get that matchup, you know, because what happens if you play to try and get that matchup, you know, Dallas could end up leapfrogging you,
yeah.
And then you're in a wild card spot, so. It's too tight to look at it that way. It's too tight to play it that way. There's only one playoff matchup right now that's already set, and that's we know we're going to see Vegas and San Jose because Calgary clinched the West last night. But outside of that, I just don't know that you can do it that way. Plus, look, let's face it. I mean, you can look at every Nashville scenario, and then I'd tell you the Pecorino can stick it, you know, right to you, and he could sweep you out of the playoffs in a hurry, you know, just like they did to the Chicago Blackhawks Couple years ago. So I keep using that phrase, guys, picking a poison is still picking a poison. So you go for it and you go. The reality of it is even as tight as the division is, right, you try to get the highest seed you possibly can. If the difference in a game, especially with the Blues' ability to win faceoffs this year, if the difference in a game could be your ability to make a last change, and you get a Ryan O'Reilly or a Tyler Bozak against a guy that you want to get in a defensive zone faceoff with the game on the line and you need a big clear to win it, that could be the difference in a series, and home ice could be a real difference maker because of that.
Curbs, you've been doing this a long time. Can you remember a January to a March where things flipped so violently, so incredibly positively for the franchise when – it just looked kind of like it might be a death march, that kind of season. And now all of a sudden we're talking about a possible division title. Anything compare in the last 20 years since you've been doing this?
Yeah, well, you know, the one that's actually really doggone close to it, frankly, Martin, and there's only been one, and that is the 2009 season. You know, the Blues put Chris Mason in net, and he started to go on a run. And a team that wasn't even as good, anywhere near as good as the team that we have this year, went on a very similar kind of run. Now, they didn't go on a run to potentially push and win a division, but they jumped, even on the last day of the regular season, they jumped to the number six seed. Ironically, they played the one opponent I think you wanted to avoid. If you stay the number eight seed, you play Detroit. The Blues have played well against Detroit. They did play well against Vancouver, and they ended up getting Vancouver in that series. But look, from a second-half run, the Blues went from 15th in the West. They weren't dead last in the league, but they went from 15th in the West to 6th in the West for a playoff spot. Dead last in the league to a potential division championship, that's another level. But this is a better hockey team, too, than we had in 2009.
Give us a little insight on Vince Dunn, who's now sitting there with 12 goals. Many of them have been of the dramatic fashion. What makes him tick, and how special can this kid be one day?
Well, that question remains to be seen in terms of just how good he can be. He's played anywhere from the top pairing down to the third pairing this season, but he's gotten very comfortable now in that top pairing with Alex Pietrangelo. So when he was in the minors, playing for Craig Berube, by the way, he was a top pair defenseman. And so he's back in that role. He moves the puck well. In talking to Craig about him today, he's not afraid to take some chances. He goes, now sometimes you would really like him to not take some chances and just make the smarter play, but also you want the creativity to be there. I guess he said that he could hear because the clock was winding down in that overtime game. I guess he told, you know, in some interviews he did, I guess he said that he could hear the players yelling, go, go, go. So he put the burners on, took it to the net. And that ends up being, that was a huge goal by him to get it done in overtime, because that's still part of the tie-breaking scenario the Blues could be dealing with.
And Curbs, I think we've talked about this in recent weeks, but what do you want to see now? We're down to the final four. Anything left if you're Coach Berube that you're hoping to improve? And I know he said after the New Jersey game, wasn't our best game. We got it done. We found a way. We didn't play great the night before. So I guess maybe consistently playing well going into the playoffs, but anything else on your checklist that you're looking to see?
Yeah, I you know what? I don't think this team played very well over the weekend at all. I think they were lucky to get the points out of New Jersey. They should have had points out of the Rangers and didn't do it. I don't think they've played well at all in some of these games against teams that are out of the playoffs, laying eggs against Ottawa, against Buffalo. I mean, otherwise they should be leading the division right now, in all fairness, to the process. That said, I think this is an important game tonight, and really against Chicago tomorrow. This is the last one you're going to play where the team's just not completely out of it. And so I think they've got to get sharper. They have a chance to do something, believe it or not. They haven't done since the Colorado franchise was in Quebec. They have never swept this Colorado franchise since they moved to Colorado in a season series. And so there's an opportunity for that tonight. So I think playing just a smarter game and a better game is going to be really important. And then as simplistic as this sounds, as cliche-ish as this sounds, honestly, I just want to see them get through this week healthy. I mean, I would like to see this team have a chance to go into a playoff series without two or three of their top players playing with broken toes or fingers or bruised shoulders or things like that. So for me, you know, just grab a hold of that St. Christopher medal and hope you get out of this thing healthy.
And, Chris, it seems like Alexander Steen has taken on that role a little lower in the lines. You know, they move him down. How has he handled that? Seemingly, it's been pretty smooth, and maybe a sign, too, where Craig Berube doesn't necessarily care what you make or how long you've been around. He's gonna make a move that he thinks has to be done.
He's handled it like the absolute pro that he is. It shouldn't surprise anybody, including him. I mean, in all reality, if you looked at this team coming out of training camp and you looked at it completely healthy, and maybe you factored even a Jordan Kyrou playing or a Sammy Blay playing with this club, you're looking at Alexander Steen in a third or fourth line role. And that's when you're looking at it saying, man, you've got some real depth when you could put a 600-point guy that still is one of your smartest hockey players on that line. So in that sense, he's probably playing where he should be. And then he'll get his minutes up by playing some special teams on the power play and on the penalty kill. So not at all a surprise. Alex has handled it like an absolute pro. And it's been a huge difference maker on that line. When Sanford and Barbashev talk to you, about him talking to them, what they need to do from one shift to the next during a game, there's great leadership out there that's making a big difference, and it's helping. So, look, would he love to be playing 20 minutes a game? Sure, I'm sure he would. he can't do that anymore on a regular basis. And I'll go back to something Scott Mellenby told me years ago. Blues traded for Scott Mellenby, and you know, everyone thinking his career is done. He ends up playing on a top line with Dimitra and Keith Tkachuk. However, Mellenby would tell you, I'm much better right now in my career at 15 minutes a game versus 18 minutes a game. And he was, and he figured that out and played another 5 years.
Good stuff. Chris, we appreciate your time. We'll be listening tonight. Thank you, sir.
Okay, guys, have yourself a great day. We'll see you at the rink this week.
All right. Chris Kerber is brought to us by Petromart. Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot-and-ready pizza, fresh fruit, and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud sponsor of Phillips 66 Gasoline and a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. A proud sponsor of our phone lines, Maryville University. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Go to maryville.edu.
Isn't catching Nashville number one on your list? Because that's the most likely scenario. Can you win the division? Yeah, it'll take a little bit of work. You're two behind, 2 points back, three to go. Nashville's the team that's played one less game than you, so you have a realistic chance of getting them. And if you're going to face them in the first round, just that opening night, game one, instead of being down there with the country buggers and all that honky-tonk crap, don't you want that? That, to me, is the number one focus.
So you would prefer a 2-3 or a matchup with Nashville as opposed to a matchup with Dallas and winning the division?
Well, if you can win the division, that's great. But really, my realistic goal is to make sure you're ahead of Nashville. Now, can you catch Winnipeg? Yeah, you can. You could be to win the division, for sure, that's what I want. But I'm most concerned. You're going for it all. You're going to win as many games as you can. But what I really want, as a fan, at the end of the week, if you tell me they're in the playoffs, you're facing Nashville like we sort of expected, is that series starting at home? That would be my first choice.
Yeah, and boy, I'm sure the fans would love to see that, because I there's not going to be like a lot of tickets available in Nashville for when the Blues play. But a lot of people will make that
go
trip.
Down. And, yeah. And remember earlier this year, the Blues were so bad at home. They were getting booed on home ice. I mean, it got to the point where you almost expected them to lose. And I think they got to the point they wanted to be on the road because it was so bad at home. I had forgotten. I'm sure Frank and Strick remembered that 2009, that stunning turnaround.
Oh, how can you ever forget?
I noticed as Kerb's saying that, Frank was nodding along. Yep, they went 15-6. Yep.
I think Frank won that interview, of course, because he got the great question.
Well, no, he didn't great say point. Great. Great. He didn't point. Say great question.
Thank you.
I believe he said, "Oh, that's a great point, Frank." Which
I thought was, I thought it was weird.
Survey
Frank
says
Frank brought out an argument that Kerber said was a great argument. Yet Frank did not actually articulate any of the points of the argument.
Ooh, I don't know. Bring back Plowsy, Frank.
Well,
how about this?
Yeah,
this
but I mean, I think
keyboard.
It was implied. If you're a hockey aficionado like myself,
you and Kerbs are on the same page.
Yes, you know that they're 4-1 against Nashville this season, yeah. And they've really struggled against Dallas.
It's not Frank's fault that Rock doesn't understand some of this hockey intel.
Yeah, I mean, at 12:03, Rock, I'm going to be reading the hockey news. I don't know what you do at 12:03. All right, for all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area, from routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery. Dr. Jones can get it done for you. Board certified in ophthalmology, professor at SLU. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. When you call in, please tell them that I sent you. And Lakeside Roofing is really one of our new sponsors, and we're thrilled they're bringing us the commish. Lakeside Roofing features the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. LakesideRoofing.com. And, of course, Bomarito sponsors the show content. Go to Bomarito.com, and you can go through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars and see if they don't have the right car for you. They sell more cars than anybody in the state of Missouri, and they've done it that way for 10 straight years. What's coming up in the coveted hour?
A lot of fresh takes between Rock, Hoff, and Martin. Charlie's out this week. You've got TMA duty Monday through Wednesday, so we're flying a little bit solo here, but a lot to get to. A lot of breakdown from... Was there a lot to like, or is that being Pollyanna? It seems to me, at least on social media, if you're not panicking, then you're a bit of a homer at this point. How about some fair analysis? Yeah. We'll do that coming up. The Midday Grind on deck on 590 The Fan.